Okay.
Okay? Thank you, everybody. I'd like to go to public comment. Mr. Margetson, I have your card. If there's anyone else, or Mr. Schimmick also. Okay.
Hey, how are you?
Sure.
Oh, thank you. You ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. I just want to clarify, did everyone receive the letter from the Los Osos CSD? Was that distributed by Mr. Briggs? It was. So they all have it?
Yeah, I've
okay.
seen it. It's the issue of the nitrate.
It's an issue of the nitrates. And I'm just going to give a little background for the new board members. Back in September, the board was alerted to the fact that there hasn't been any rounds of nitrate testing in Los Osos since 2006. And as part of the permit for the old project,
can staff ask folks that are have
yes,
you know,
security back there to
have the crowd?
Yeah, we need to
quiet
have
down.
Quiet. We can't hear. Thank you.
Where was I? Oh, as part of the permit for the old project, quarterly nitrate monitoring of the test wells was taking taking place for 2.5 years. So there was base information. The project was stopped. There was a saltwater intrusion analysis that was done in 2006, and as part of that study, there was a set of nitrate testing done. There has not been since that point. Last September, the county Supervisor Gibson were before the board giving, I think it was September of last year, giving an update. The subject came up. The board had kind of asked the county when they were going to start the testing again. Hope they would do it on their own voluntarily. In December, the community came before the board during open public comment. I read a comment from our district manager whose stance was that nitrate testing in Los Osos basically would serve no purpose to the district. Our district engineer was in complete opposition to that statement, believed it was actually imperative that it be started again, and was very important information that the district needs. From that point forward, in early December, I took this forward. I talked about it at the Board of Supervisors in San Luis Obispo County, and the county is in control of the wastewater project now for the board members. I also took the issue to the utilities committee in Los Osos. They made a recommendation, sent it to the board of the Los Osos Community Service District to write a letter to your board. That issue also went to the finance committee. They unanimously agreed that a letter should be written by the board to your board. That letter was written January 24th by the Los Osos CSD board. Approved by the 5 elected representatives from Los Osos. And the reason I had to go this way to try to get this reinstituted is we're getting complete stonewall has been put up with this issue by the county, especially our county supervisor. He does not want the nitrates testing started until startup of the wastewater project. Your board talked in December, asked staff concurred that this information was needed. We're hoping it would start sooner than later, and agreed that there was some ambiguity in your waste discharge requirement as to when they were required to do it. I want to read something from the December Board of Supervisors meeting from our supervisor for the district that Los Osos sits in, who's overseeing the wastewater project, to give an indication of what the resistance is that we're getting and why I came to we need this expedited as soon as possible, because it's not going to happen at the county level for our supervisor pushing it. There was public comment given that day. After public comment, Mr. Gibson responded to some of the public comments. And I will read all the paragraph for that. The whole attempt to divert attention towards nitrates and water supply is also a bit of a canard. The State Water Board and Regional Water Board actually made it very clear they have solid evidence of the fact that septic tanks pollute the groundwater of the Los Osos groundwater basin. Whether nitrate levels are one level or another, pollution is still occurring and there is no right to pollute the groundwater. Here's the operative sentence. So the question of whether the treatment of nitrates is an issue is absolutely irrelevant. We're going to get nowhere going through the county. You're the only one that has the hammer. You had said at the December meeting that, you know, and the county directed staff and they had agreed that you were going to try to do something to affect the resumption of this nitrate testing. And my, the reason I draw up here is to make sure I had the letter to read this paragraph and to see where we are and how soon this may be coming forward on an agenda. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Mr. Briggs, did we... I know you and I talked about this, I think, during one of our weekly phone chats. Right?
Yes.
Okay. And so where are we at with... you'll have to remind me.
I have memory fatigue at this moment, but nevertheless... I think where we are is, well, first of all, we have talked with the county at various levels. And I believe our plan of attack is to go ahead, and Mr. Markinson is right, the as we discussed at a previous board meeting, I think Harvey Packard mentioned that the waste discharge requirements do have the monitoring requirement in it. However, as is typical with waste discharge requirements, it was geared towards the operation of the facility. So it didn't trigger immediate monitoring. So anyway, I think our strategy is to just go ahead and send a letter which requires that monitoring ASAP.
When is that letter going to go out?
Well,
within a month?
Yeah, I think so. Probably shorter than that.
Okay. Will you send...
It may be drafted already. I haven't seen it yet.
Will you send send copies just to the board?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Just briefly, could you characterize what the letter will say?
I think the plan is to require the monitoring that's already in the waste discharge requirements that this board adopted, that is the monitoring reporting program that's attached to the waste discharge requirements,
to be instituted,
but to include a start date that would be right away. So it's not that complicated.
All right.
But
thank you.
That's what I'm actually seeing it, so... Okay, but that's what I recall from where we are with it.
All right. Mr. Shimmick.
Thank you, Richard.
Steve Shimmick, Monterey Coast Keeper in the Otter Project.
We got the
once again, I thank you for your service. first of all, I want to apologize for my fumbling of Mr. Delgado's question earlier. I had two lists of things, and I picked the wrong list, and I answered. I apologize. Okay, good. Last night, a very unfortunate thing happened, in my opinion, and that was when a member of the California Strawberry Commission called me out by name and made some characterizations about our previous behavior. And I just want to clear the record.
What did he say?
He basically characterized Steve Shimmick and Monterey Coast Keeper as waiting in the wings to sue and being very litigious. He further characterized, I took it as me, having moved the monitoring point from the receiving water to the end of farm. And so, first of all, you know, you can decide. In 12 years, we have filed 4 lawsuits, one against Department of Interior to stop offshore oil drilling in the Santa Barbara Channel, once against Department of Interior to end the no otter zone. That's a whole story. Once against Monterey County Water Resources Agency, and once against this board.
Right.
That is the total of our lawsuits in 12 years.
Well, I think you qualify as being extremely litigious, Mr. Shimmick.
I'll take
being
that
facetious.
As, yeah, I take that from you. I don't think that that's the way he intended it, especially
no.
considering the fact that he is the head of Farmers for Water Quality that is out there fundraising to sue and get a cease and desist order. So the second point that he made is character said that I had moved somehow the monitoring point and the point of compliance was his point from the receiving water to the edge of farm. The slide that I showed you, and I'd be prepared to print it out and show it to you again, clearly had it marked as the cooperative monitoring program point, which are all receiving water points. I take exception when people call me out by name. Frankly, I think it's rather tacky. I just want to be very clear where we stand. Finally, I just want to address one point, and that is there are members of the board, and I think that it's right-minded. It's just wrong. That, you know, somehow getting the stakeholders together again will somehow make a difference. I want to point out that on the ag order, there was 12 months of stakeholders meeting together, including 3 months of meeting without board staff. It failed. Yeah, and then after that, the Packard Foundation paid tens of thousands of dollars to bring the stakeholders again together in the way that ag wanted it. In other words, they wanted the commodity groups instead of some of the other groups. And they said it was the commodity groups that would make a difference. We then got together and worked on it again with a judge. Could not find agreement. And I won't characterize why we couldn't. I'll just say it wasn't me. That's the end. Again, I appreciate you guys' work.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.